We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lou Rockwell says, cancel the presidential election. This is from his website, lourockwell.com, and it's actually Lou himself writing this one. Nothing could be better, he says, for the country than canceling the 2008 election. Leave the office of the presidency empty. I can see only one possible justification for even having a president of the United States, to preside over the dismantling of the federal government. Now, if you think this is a radical idea, think again. This is, in part, what people have long voted for, even if they never actually get it. I can hardly remember a time when a president has been elected who didn't promise to get the government off our backs. In one way, this agenda makes no sense, of course. You don't hire a CEO to drive a company into bankruptcy, and you don't appoint a pastor to shrink a congregation. So why should we expect a president to dismantle the thing that gives him power and fame and his allies huge wealth? Well, realistically, you can't. But it's the best hope we have within the framework of conventional politics. The irony is, most presidents get elected on the prospect that they will curb power. It's true of George Bush, who promised domestic cuts and a humble foreign policy. Clinton was also elected on the promise of middle-class tax cuts. We can go back and back and see that it was true for the first Bush, for Reagan, for Carter, for Nixon, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
For that matter, FDR himself denounced government spending during his first campaign. I accuse the president or the present administration of being the greatest spending administration in peace times in all our history, he said. And added, on my part, I ask you very simply to assign me to the task of reducing the annual operating expenses of your national government.
Now, this is FDR, the man who brought socialism to America.
One of the biggest expansions in the size and scope of the federal government in American history.
I wonder what Johnson said.
To get elected?
Yeah, right. I mean, he was the other one. The worst.
Johnson? Really?
Yeah.
What about Lincoln? He's pretty bad, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It was even true with George Washington, who had made innumerable speeches on the evil of tyranny, only to take power and use it to the benefit of the powerful. Even Jefferson succumbed with his mistaken Louisiana Purchase, though he later entertained the possibility of a salutary breakup of the United States. And so it goes on. And it will happen again, despite all promises. Folks, there's something wrong with this model of governance. Not just current policy, but the whole structure. We might even argue that the error goes back to the Constitution, a document that created new government powers unprecedented in colonial history and put the government in charge of restraining itself. It set up competitive divisions within government under the presumption that they would keep each other in check. We all heard about that in government education, you know, government high school. They taught you that the government branches were there to check and balance one another. Instead, they cooperated toward mutual expansion, especially after the federal power seizure called the Civil War. Part of the problem dates to a core error within liberal theory, the belief that it was possible to create a government that was an extension of society, thanks to the relentless input of the people via democratic institutions. What this model did instead is enlist the public as part of their own destruction, and it created confusion about who precisely is to blame when things don't work out. Under a democracy, aren't we the government? Aren't we doing this to ourselves? Let's draw on another aspect of old-time liberal theory as a means of finding a way out of this mess. There are two additional contributions that liberalism made. It taught that society is capable of self-management and that government is not the reason for order in society. Now, he's talking about classical liberalism, by the way, not the same liberalism you might be used to hearing about today on, like, the Rush Limbaugh show. Classical liberals are the libertarians of today, or the, you know, free marketeers or voluntarists of today. It taught the society is capable of self-management. Summing up the old liberal position, Thomas Paine said, a great part of that order which reigns among mankind is not the effect of government. It had its origin in the principles of society and the natural constitution of man. It existed prior to government, and would exist if the formality of government was abolished. The mutual dependence and reciprocal interest which man has in man and all the parts of a civilized community upon each other create that great chain of connection which holds it together. The landholder, the farmer, the manufacturer, the merchant, the tradesman, and every occupation prospers by the aid which each receives from the other and from the whole. Common interest regulates their concerns, informs their laws, and the laws which common usage ordains have a greater influence than the laws of government. In fine, society performs for itself almost everything that is ascribed to government. And it's so true. I mean, Thomas Paine was absolutely right. We see example after example of how when the government isn't involved in something that it normally we believe it to be should be involved in, like, for instance, trash collection,
right,
that the marketplace does a fine job
deciding which company can provide you with electricity or cable television.
Yes.
Or water.
So there are so many different areas where that's absolutely the case. And he points out that with the division of labor that comes from the freedom to do what you want, to the free marketplace, leading to the division of labor, which, in case you don't know, is where you don't have to do everything. You don't have to be a jack of all trades. You don't have to grow your own food. You don't have to shoe your own horses. You don't have to, you know, fix your own house. You don't have to do everything. Because we have money, we can focus in on one particular trade, do that really, really well, get paid to do it, and then pay other people to do other things for us. So because we need other people to do other things for us, well, there's a natural order that arises from all of that. There's a natural, voluntary order that would exist and does exist. That's why there's not chaos in the streets. That's why there aren't marauding bands of brigands everywhere, right? Right. Excepting the Blue Light Gang, of course.
Yeah. It seems obvious to me. Like, we, for instance, many municipalities, most municipalities offer water. You know, they're the ones who bring you water. Are you telling me food's not as important as water? Well, somehow the free market on its own manages to supply us with food. Now, I'll admit that certainly there's things like milk. Milk is highly regulated on the price and things like that. But the vast majority of the things that you see in the grocery store, the government had very little to do with bringing you them. Other
it's
than
true.
Like taxing the semis that you know, the diesel that the semis burn. To bring it there.
Yep. So he's absolutely right in pointing out that society operates on its own and government is only a parasite. Government only just sucks off of the wealth that the productive members of society create for themselves. Anyway, back to Lou Rockwell. He says, if we would be true to this line of thought, we should propose the unthinkable. Cancel the 2008 election. This has never before been so urgent. Neither party will cut government in a way that's desperately needed. We know that. I know they say every 4 years, every national election, they say it's going to be different this time. Just elect me. Just elect me and I'll do it. I am your savior, America. Change is coming. But it never ends up the way they claim. In fact, government always gets bigger. In fact, the Republicans seem to increase government at a lot faster clip than the Democrats for whatever reason. That's just the way things have been. Anyway, he says that neither party will cut government. Instead, they offer a left or right-tinged, Americanized socialism or fascism. One of them promises domestic expansion and foreign reduction. The other promises foreign expansion and domestic reduction. The inevitable compromise? Expand both, domestically and internationally. In addition, whatever the new president does will make our growing economic problems worse. The economic interventions they propose will add to our troubles, whether that means expanding inflation, taxes, controls, or debt. Another war is unthinkable, but probably inevitable. You can already detect it in the aggressive trajectory towards Iran. More business regulation can only dampen the fires of free enterprise, which are our saving grace today. The best solution would be a government that would destroy itself. The second best solution would be a government that does nothing at all. Then at least matters won't get worse. This is what canceling the election would do. It would introduce enough confusion and chaos to keep government from acting either domestically or internationally, which would be a wonderful thing. There's also the matter of public will. We pretend as if the person who's elected enjoys the support of the majority, which, that's nonsense. Most people who can vote do not vote. And who can blame them?
Right, they're boycotting.
Those who do vote,
either they're saying, look, whatever you're doing is just not very important in my life, or I don't feel like I can make a difference, or whatever it is they're saying, they're staying out of the political process.
Well, they admit they feel like they have better things to do than vote for Tweedledee or Tweedledum, or Gangster A or Gangster B, however you want to look at it. Those who do vote are most likely voting against the other guy and not for a positive program.
That much is true.
And the person who's elected will enjoy a mandate of maybe 5 to 10% of the population that actively supports their agenda. I say make the new president their president but not our president. 800-259-9231. A few more thoughts from Lou Rockwell and yours as well. If you dial in, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free SACL CAI line is 800-259-9231.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those on us. And the features, by the way, include the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. create. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
1-800-259-9231. A few more thoughts from Lou Rockwell. He says it's time to just cancel the presidential election. I mean, there's no point. I mean, you elect Hillary Clinton, you elect Barack Obama, John McCain, the government's going to get bigger. It's going to get more intrusive. So why not just cancel the election? At least that'll throw some confusion into the mix, and, you know, maybe they won't go about making new laws in the meantime. And obviously, that's not going to happen. The election's not going to be canceled. Though some conspiracy theorists suggest that that might be a possibility.
But that won't be a good thing.
Yeah, I think it's unlikely that that's actually going to happen. But what he's pointing out here is that there's really no mandate from the American people for these presidential candidates. He points out that the person who ends up getting elected, whoever it is, really only has support from maybe 5 to 10% of the population. And because most people don't vote, and then of those people that do vote, most of those people are voting against someone else, so they're not endorsing the other candidate, but of course the candidate thinks they are.
Right. For instance, let's say the particular battle comes down to Clinton and McCain.
Okay.
In this particular instance. I would be, you know, if I just had those two choices, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do at this point, it's long ways off till November, but if I had to choose between those two, I'd probably pick Clinton. Because I hate McCain so much.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Clinton, but I hate her 1% less than McCain. You know?
Yep.
I would absolutely vote for Ron Paul. I would do so with a relatively clean conscience and with joy in my heart. But I don't think he's going to be running, and therefore writing him in seems like a waste.
Pretty much. Anyway, I'll continue here. He says, it's true that what I'm proposing constitutes a purely negative agenda, so let's look to a positive goal. This country is too large to be governed from the center. It's long past time that it be broken into ever smaller pieces, even to the size of the world's smallest nations. In that way, the U.S. government will cease to be a menace to its citizens and to the world. Prosperity will be assured in the same way it always has, through peace and free trade with all. But what about the Constitution? Well, let's let Jefferson speak. He said, we have not yet so far perfected our constitutions as to venture to make them unchangeable, but can they be made unchangeable? I think not. The Creator has made the earth for the living, not the dead. Rights and powers can only belong to persons, not to things. It's highly significant that Jefferson, when he wrote his own epitaph, wanted to be remembered for the Declaration of Independence, for the Virginia Statute on Religious Freedom, and for founding the University of Virginia. The fact that he was a two-term president is not listed. 1-800-259-9231. So LouRockwell.com calling for secession. Calling for the breakup of the union. No more federal government.
At least no more presidential, to shut down the presidential elections.
He says it right here. He says that a positive goal would be to break the country into ever smaller pieces, even to the size of the world's smallest nations. And the world's smallest nations are pretty darn small.
The nation states, Andorra,
Vatican City,
Liechtenstein. I don't know what kind of governing Vatican City does over itself, but
all I know is in Carmen, San Diego, Vatican City was a different country.
I think that it is likely. I don't know. Some people call it yes and some say no. So
I learned more about geography from Carmen, San Diego than I did in government geography class. Anyway, 800.
Well, and, you know, when kids want to learn, that's how they learn.
Right. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on whatever you want. We go to your phone calls. It's Bill in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hello, sir. How are you doing, gentlemen?
What's on your mind?
It's good to hear your voice. Actually, in regard to President Jefferson, one of his most favorite sayings was, fighting tyrants is serving God. And it was really, it impressed me a great deal.
It's a good one. What's on your mind tonight, Bill?
And also, another thing that I can mention, too, is that in regard to our country, if people can chew over ideas, you know, around the country, they can talk about new ideas, of course, we're going to be changing. And the small state government sounds like a really good idea. It might be a tremendous thing for all of us. Also, I was reading recently where when you digitalize, when you take records, you know, and you put them in digital recordings,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
it's, cut, it's cut corruption tremendously throughout the country. Officials can't, you know, get in the back room and do their favors with each other, you know.
The Internet has certainly gone a long way to really shining a whole lot more light on the cockroaches, but it doesn't seem to have really slowed them down that much as of yet. What we really need is a concerted effort amongst activists to actually attain liberty in our lifetime, and that, of course, is what's happening in the Free State Project. Any other comments?
Yes, actually, this is in regard to Mr. Mueller. He was a motorcyclist who led thousands of motorcyclists into Washington, D.C. He gave the book concerning American POWs about Los Angeles, Vietnam, that were trying to signal, you know, for help from their captive Vietnamese camps. And he's in the process of doing more work with trying to bring up the truth about the missing soldiers from Vietnam, etc. So I'd like to congratulate Mr. Mueller, who has done a tremendous job in Washington, D.C.
Very good. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, yeah, secession. I like it. It's a great idea.
I'm for it, too. At this point, you know, I got to say, I love America. I love all the trappings that go with it. But I feel like the politicians have gotten a hold of this land that I love and just twisted it into something, not the land itself, mm-hmm. the government over the land and the people in it, twisted it into something that it just doesn't represent what it is that I feel like America represents.
You know, I don't know if it was a good idea to have this union back in the day. I wasn't around back then. Not familiar with the arguments, but it's not a good idea now. I don't think it was a good idea back then, just because centralization as a general principle is detrimental to freedom, it's detrimental to efficiency, and it's just not necessary. And so it didn't work for the Soviet Union. It's not working for the United States. It's time to break it up. The Soviet states, the former Soviet states, are far more free now than they ever were in the past. And many of them are having great economic success with much lower personal tax rates than here in America. I think the top rate in Estonia is like 15% on their income tax.
Right. Estonia is a real, you know, bastion of economic freedom. Now, I guess, from what I understand, their social freedoms aren't as good as they could be, but certainly from an
ours aren't really that great either.
No, they're not. From an economic standpoint, it is a very free place, and people just don't realize it. They keep on hearing that land of the free, home of the brave crap, and believing all of it. Now, I'm not saying the United States is as despotic as North Korea or anything like that.
Certainly
not even close. Thank God.
North Korea pretty consistently ranks as the most least free country on the face of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
By all indicators, by all measurements, North Korea is the least free. So, yes, there is a wide gulf of difference between here and North Korea. At least, Mark, here you do have the freedom to speak out against the
right.
government, and you do have the freedom to leave, as we are reminded so many times.
The freedom to complain.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231, which is one of the purposes of this show, not necessarily to air complaints, but to air you speaking about what you find important in your life. It doesn't have to be an issue. It could be a personal problem. In fact, I think Julia is going to come on the show this week, and we're going to talk about honest relationships. Looking forward to that, because she's really hyped up to talk about it. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
All right, Dad. Let me get this straight. Unsolved Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca.
Not really, but my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us, it's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you take control. Bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free. So enjoy those on us. And the features, by the way, include updates. So get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about the program. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Sickle CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickle's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. Sickle CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's Sickle CAI to the phones and the fun. It's Sean in Kalispell listening on KGEZ. Hello, Sean.
Hey, good evening, fellas.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was calling to talk about the Real ID Act.
Yes, sir.
Back in the news out here in Montana. Basically, I see here where Montana... New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Maine are the only states that have not asked for an extension. Is that correct?
It sounds about right. I don't have a list in front of me, but I know for certain New Hampshire and Montana, the other states sound right too, though.
Yeah, and from what I see, Montana, we're the only ones that aren't even considering the extension right now. I guess New Hampshire is kind of maybe looking at that. I don't know for sure, but then there's a list of, I don't know, a dozen, 15 states that have filed an extension, but... our governor is quoted as basically telling Homeland Security, and I'm going to quote this, if it does come to a head, we found it is best just to tell them to go to hell.
Awesome.
And run your state the way you want to run your state. But,
yeah,
you know,
I have to say your governor is more desirable than the governor we have here in New Hampshire. The one here in New Hampshire is clearly playing politics on the issue, so he could break at any time. But so far, things are going well.
Yeah, well, for our governor, Brian Schweitzer, out here in Montana, I don't know, you know, where his allegiance lies on this stance. I don't know if it's a constitutional issue, a right to privacy. He hasn't really made that clear. I have a bad feeling it's over who's picking up the tab for this.
That's what it is in most of the states.
I certainly don't trust elected officials or bureaucrats very much. I love his verbiage and telling them to go to hell.
Yeah, you should tell them more often.
You know, I don't trust the rest of the states, but just from that little line, it makes me trust Montana the most in this particular arena.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys can look that up on the dailyinnerlake.com. It's on
we've seen it. That's absolutely a quote. Sure. And your Secretary of State has also said that if the gun thing does not come out successfully in the Supreme Court, that they're looking at that case this week, the gun ban in D.C., which could possibly, if the Supreme Court rules the wrong way, the anti-freedom way, then that'll make it so that gun possession in America is now a collective right as opposed to an individual right, which, of course, there's no such thing as collective rights. Of course, one
could
also argue there's no such thing as individual rights.
You could only own a gun if you worked for the government, essentially.
Yeah.
Right, right. And so your state's Secretary of State has said that if the Supreme Court rules in favor of the government in the gun case, that it'll essentially nullify their agreement with the federal government and basically result in the termination of Montana's participation in the union, making them no longer part of the 50 states, which I think is fantastic if he's really going to hold them to that, and it's not just empty rhetoric, which, of course, he is a politician, so, you know, take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, that's correct. We have all emailed him out there, all the guys out here in the Montana Liberty Movement, Ron Paul Movement. It's coming down where we have to just support people or, you know, politicians on issues and not, you know, who cares if they're a Republican or a Democrat or a Green Party or whatever. I mean, you know, I've had so many people come up to me and say, oh, you're going to help me campaign because I'm a precinct committee man out here. You're going to help me. And they, you know, and they run down their list of where they stand. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And he's like, what? I'm a staunch conservative. And I'm like, well, being a conservative isn't good enough. You have to be a constitutionalist. You have to stand up for our individual rights. And the thing with Schweitzer, you know, he goes and he tells the federal government to go to hell over real ID, but then he stands up for a lot of this Al Gore agenda, or UN Agenda 21 property rights stuff where Montanans are being asked to, if you own streamside property where you're not allowed to do anything within the maybe 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet of the stream bank.
Right, so then you don't really own that
property. Yeah, so who owns that?
Apparently the UN does. Hey, Sean, thanks for the call tonight, and I agree with you that on the politician thing, that it does, you know, it could be somewhat useful to support the politicians when they're right, just to sort of reinforce them when they're making the right choices. Hey, good job. Way to go, buddy. You know, like a small little child, you want to encourage the good behavior.
And when you do say something constructive to a politician, when the first thing you say to them is, good job on this real ID thing, and you actually have a relationship with them and that kind of thing, you can then say on the next one, whoa, what are you doing?
What are you thinking?
And it's not as, they don't just dismiss it out of hand at that point.
And that can be useful, and we're seeing that as useful here in New Hampshire with the political guys doing their political thing in Concord. But I still don't think it's anything that's going to be particularly the savior of liberty at any old point. Because I've just seen more happening as a result of some of the smallest acts of civil disobedience. We've seen some amazing things happen here in New Hampshire that have been done just because people are trying to live life free and refuse to obey the government. I think that's far more powerful than begging some politician. In fact, I just feel sad when I see liberty activists begging for the politicians to, you know, to vote in their favor on something. It's just, I understand they're having success. I understand they're doing better than anybody else in the entire country. And I will give them credit where credit is due. And I've played a role. I've called them. You know, I've done a little begging myself. I didn't say please. I just said I would encourage you to vote in this way. So it didn't seem like as much of begging. But still it was.
To you.
Still, yeah, still it was. And it just feels yucky I feel gross calling these politicians. And I understand they're not as political as the rest of the world here in New Hampshire.
Impression in Montana, too.
$200. Isn't that what they get paid here in New Hampshire, the representatives?
I think that's the number.
Yeah, $200 a year is what they get paid. So it's not like they're professional politicians, but they still, a lot of them still have that snooty demeanor.
Sure.
Where
they get to tell us what to do.
Right.
What else are they?
You'll call me Representative so-and-so.
I get a special license plate.
They do. As a matter of fact.
I know they do.
Let's go with Jeremy in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Is panhandling against the law in your town?
I don't know whether it is or not.
I don't really. It doesn't matter to me if it's against the law. If you're panhandling on my property, get the hell out.
Why?
Because it's my property, and I don't want panhandlers on my property.
What's the matter with panhandlers?
It's annoying as hell. Haven't you ever been... Are you a panhandler, Jeremy?
Well, sometimes.
Why?
Because I can.
Well, because people pay you?
Because it works, I understand.
No, I'm just testing people out to see if I can do it or not.
Right.
Well, you know...
Make a nuisance of yourself.
You know, when it comes to a person running a business, I can totally understand why they don't want people on their land panhandling.
Absolutely.
I think that...
would you shoot somebody for panhandling?
No. I would tell them to get off my property.
And what if they didn't? Then what?
If he persisted on being on my property, I might call my protection agency and have them come forcibly remove you from my property.
Then what if I called my protection skateboarders to have your head patched up?
How about good. That? Your protection company would not exist,
you
my
got
friend.
My protection outlies your protection, which all the young skateboarders. How do you like that?
Good luck with that, Jeremy. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I'm not going to argue with a drunk over protection services.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there you go. Yes. Panhandlers, bad news. You know, I don't consider... I think snitches
The problem here is communal property. It all comes back down to communal property every single time in this issue. I'm no fan of panhandlers either. They run business away from merchants that are trying to make a living.
Yep.
Not a good thing. But it's public property. So therefore, they sort of have the same rights as you do. And then we all have to pass laws and decide who can do what on public property.
What
and then people think that it's public property. I have the right. And they, everybody gets hurt that way.
Yep. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, only moments from Maine, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website. All the features there are for free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the Advertise, Market, and Promote program. That's what AMP stands for. The idea is you send us $3 a month. We take the money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations across the country, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP Only chat room, AMP Only forum, the AMP Only Shrine of Female Listeners. There's a few other things as well. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com and get on board. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Before we go on to a story about a mummified dinosaur, very interesting, I want to comment real quick on what Jeremy said earlier, the drunken friend from Montana. He was talking about, well, you know, what if I was panhandling on your property? Well, I said, well, if you wouldn't leave, then I'd call my protection agency. They'd come and remove you. And he said, well, what if I call my protection agency and they come and kill you or whatever it was that they were going to do?
My protection agency can whoop your protection agency.
And it's certainly a, it seems like a logical progression. Oh, I'm just going to call my protection agency, so there. Well, in the marketplace, it probably wouldn't work that way. And the reason why there wouldn't be a criminal protection agency is because in the free market, there would be no prohibition. Now, follow me here. When there's prohibition, you have a black market that's created. And anybody that's willing to work in that black marketplace to break the law, to violate the law, will make lots of money. Whether you're doing gambling, prostitution, or drugs, and especially drugs. Guns, that's another one. Any service or product that is prohibited, the price increases, you know, by thousands of percent. So, inevitably, people that are willing to break the law get involved in the distribution of those products and services, which is why we see violence in the drug trade. Because gangsters are violent, dangerous people. They're willing to protect their turf with guns. And so, therefore, you're putting money into the hands of gangsters when you make these products and services prohibited. Get rid of the prohibition, And just like after alcohol prohibition, the marketplace shifts back into the world of legitimacy, into the Budweisers and the Marlboros and all these other companies that would be legitimately producing and servicing these products to the population. So therefore, the gangster's source of income, which was prohibited products and services, dries up. So without those products and services to sell on the black market, gangsters don't have any other way of making money besides literally holding people up at gunpoint or something like that. And there's no real organization that's necessary for that. So there's nobody's going to be organized to hold people up at gunpoint, because once they start holding people up at gunpoint, again, because the marketplace is free, the people they're holding up are likely to have guns. And so therefore, the people that are doing the holding up people at gunpoint, the criminals, will end up dying. And it's just not going to be a profitable business to engage in crime in a free market society. So therefore, there would be no money pool with which to fund this violent, thuggish protection organization. It's not economically feasible.
Well, you know, I'm not sure about this whole free market and security thing, but I can say that a security company, just if you hired a security company to watch your house and Jeremy had an anti-security company to allow him to stay on your property, begging for money or something, people that passed by or some such thing, his anti-security company, it would require a great deal of visits to keep, you know, to keep him on people's property, just assuming that they were successful. So he would have to pay a great deal to do that.
Yeah, that's
what he'd
point.
Be a lot better off doing is coming on people's property that don't have non-solicitation signs and saying, hey, can I have some money? And they'd either say yes or get out. And then he would go to the next person's mm-hmm. property. Panhandling probably wouldn't disappear. It would go door to door. But, you know, it doesn't seem very likely to me that you would have a situation like you were talking about there.
Yeah, it's ludicrous simply because of the economics of it all.
It was darn funny.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. 1-800. Well, you know, it's hard to not be funny when you're drunk. 800-259-9231. By the way, there's no prohibition on being inebriated. Just, you know, watch your language. You can call in and be drunk or high or whatever.
And be as funny as Jeremy.
Yeah, absolutely. You can try. All right. So, Bismarck, according to Newsvine.com, using tiny brushes and chisels, workers picking at the big greenish-black rock in the basement of North Dakota State Museum are meticulously uncovering something amazing. A nearly complete dinosaur. Skin and all. Unlike almost every other dinosaur fossil ever found, the Edmontosaurus, named Dakota, a duck-billed dinosaur unearthed in southwestern North Dakota in 2004, is covered by fossilized skin that is as hard as iron. It's among just a few mummified dinosaurs in the world, say the researchers who are slowly freeing it from a 65-million-year-old rock tomb.
Which means that it has, fossilized, mummified organs in it. All
presumably.
Kinds of crazy things that are... It's just very exciting. And, you know, when I hear things like this, you know, when I first heard that, I'm like, you know, at one time in my life, I believed that God hid the dinosaur bones to confuse us. And
wait, I thought it was Satan. I thought the religious people said Satan did it.
Some people do. You can't get any consensus here, but
right, because some of them believe in Satan, some of them don't.
Well,
right.
I think most of them believe in Satan to some extent or another. But I believe, or what I believed at the time, was Satan can't create anything. He would simply be a spirit that can go around and talk in your head, convince you to do things. But He's not a creator. He's not able to. Angels can't create things. Humans, I guess, with the resources that God created, can create things. But they can't create things. Only God can create things. He is the creator.
Gotcha.
Okay? But
so why would the God guy want to confuse people?
I don't know.
I mean, the Bible's already confusing enough, right?
With all
of its contradictions and everything.
It seems to me that a fair and just God, and that's what he claims throughout the Bible, that he's a fair and just God, would not confuse us with things like this.
Well, right. If you believe in the confusion theory, then that means that he's just a trickster.
Right.
And he's just playing pranks.
God's not mean, right? He's not unfair, because I can legitimately ask questions. The Bible says nothing about dinosaurs. Now, there's a spot in there about a behemoth, but I don't know what they're talking about. They could be talking about an elephant. They could be talking about a whale. They could be talking about an alligator. They talk about a leviathan, which generally is a whale. But, you know, the Bible doesn't talk about these things. And so, and it says pretty succinctly in Genesis that, you know, God created the world in 7 days. And then when you follow the lineage that's in the Bible, you're talking about a 6,000-year-old earth. it seems to me that a fair and just God wouldn't hold me accountable for everything, to believing everything that's in the Bible, when it seems clear and obvious to anyone who's looking at the scientific data out there that it's just not so. People can come up with all kinds of explanations that, these days of creation were, in fact, eons. They were epics. They were millennia.
It's true. If he created the Earth, then the Earth was, was it spinning? Because we define days on how often the sun, how often we see the sun in the sky, right?
Right. So that's how I define a day. Yeah. And that's to whom he is speaking. Mm. And if he doesn't put a book out there that I can understand and logically figure out, then how am I supposed to believe everything that's there? Now, I'm not holding God responsible. I believe God is fair and just. Absolutely.
You don't believe in a singular God, though, right? In a monotheistic God?
Yeah, well, you know, like I believe that God is composed of all of us.
I like that viewpoint. You know, kind of new agey.
Yeah, it's new agey. I think that he's good, and he wants good things for us, and that he's... that there's a certain amount of justice in the universe built in, that, that karma, as it were,
yeah.
that you can get what you want out of the universe by being positive and,
so true.
And claiming it for yourself and those kind of
so
things.
So true. Seen it in my life, absolutely.
So I believe all that stuff, but when you get into this, what I was sort of raised in and came to believe was this sort of King James version, if it's good enough for King James, it's good enough for me, kind of literalism. But man put the Bible together, and I see no indication that the cardinals, the church leaders at the time in the second century who put all this stuff together, that they were inspired by God, because not only would the writers of the Bible have to be inspired, and by the way, I don't believe that Paul never saw Jesus. I don't believe he should even legitimately be in the Bible. I don't think that these, not only would the writers have to be inspired, but the people that put it together, the editors, have to be inspired.
Mm-hmm.
It's so very difficult and confusing. So I've decided I like the Bible as sort of a guidelines, live life in this manner, love your neighbor, the Beatitudes, all that stuff's very good. But as far as the factual stuff in there, splitting the Red Sea, turning water into wine.
Even the guidelines are questionable.
Dying and raising.
I mean, even some of the guidelines are questionable.
Some of them are questionable, and I take what I want out of it and, kind of forget the rest.
Yeah, it's a book. That's what you should do with books.
Fun stuff.
Analyze them. Enjoy them. It's just fiction.
Cool dinosaur, though.
1-800-2-4... Oh, wait, we're done. End of the show. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, it has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the conversation continues, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With oil.